done it. And I asked Bill, I said, Bill, I told Bill this morning, I said, Bill, I went over this matter and I've been very upset about it. I called Larry about it. Larry said he had no information about it whatsoever, that he was as surprised as anybody could be. And this damn fool Short just decided that he had to talk to a newspaper man. I'm sorry as the devil about it. But when I found out from Bill, Bill knew about it. Bill said that that Bob had called him and said that he had in no way implicated the White House in any circumstances except to say that the president had always tried to be most cooperative. But
you tell Short, I don't think really he's got any interest in this fund.
He
I think it Arthur Crail man, his group raised it, and the question of law, and if the criminal people, if the legal people will let them spend it, it's fine for him to turn it over to the Democratic Committee.
Right.
But if it's not, well, he ought to send it back to people, and then we can get them to go and do something else when we have a dinner. But I don't know Short's got any title to it just because he's appointed. I don't like this. He's got hard-pressed Democrats sue for funds and trust. The Democrat National Committee, comma. It's three-column headline. Now, this goddamn stuff cost us $2 million in deposit, in publicity. Bad feeling. Here it is on page 3. It says it'll bring court action to free $700,000 in trust because of legal cloud. Lawsuits under consideration by Short, a committee spokesman said. He emphasized no action been taken. Money came from advertising the corporation. You see, every time we mention this, Hubert, it just gets us in bad. It makes us look like sons of bitches. It's like saying your daughter is pregnant and repeat it every day. And I would tell Short, how does he get title to this? Who the hell is he that gets it?
Well,
Crim went out and got these damn fool corporations to buy these ads.
Yeah, well, that's
then we got it impounded because Ramsey Clark said, I'll put him in the penitentiary. And Crim didn't want to go to the penitentiary. So he said, well, let's lock it up for registration. Now, he didn't have sense enough to do it for registration. So one of two things ought to happen. We either ought to give it back to them, or by God, we ought to clear it for a fund that is absolutely legal. It's got a letter from the IRS and our friendly Attorney General before the other crowd gets in. But we ought to wash our linen in court, and we ought to quit pointing this out. I got to call in for Arthur now and tell him that he better get a suit. And the first suit he ought to file is to tell his file a suit to put some adhesive tape on Short's mouth.
Well, he just made a damn fool mistake out of it, but let me, so that
here's
so
a congressional bureau or roars over the practice. Now, what we're going to do is get us a good investigation of every contributor you got. A congressional bureau rolls over the practice of selling advertising, publication, lawyers, felt corporation will be found in violation. The proceeds of the sale book were then placed. New York Bank earned $100,000 entry. Short tried and failed to get the money released from Vice President Humphrey's unsuccessful campaign. Some reports said Johnson had ordered the money held out of the campaign. The National Committee spokesman said Short did not believe that to be true. To settle legal questions hanging over the fund, Short said to be considering taking the matter to federal court. Meanwhile, reports filed with clerk from committee sources supporting the Democratic showed heavy contributions from business, political, show business, family. The Associated Press reported single contributions and so forth, and it shows Grant Sawyer, I guess old Howard Hughes paid that $25,000, Lester Advent. How much did Hughes give you? Very much?
Not very much.
Lauren Wynn, New York, Milton Gordon, Harry Brandt, most of these Arthur Crail, H.A. Abramson. These are not big contributions. They're $10,000, $5,000. Murray Sussman. Damn few haven't got every Jew in the country, Hubert.
That's right.
No wonder there's these Arabs assassinating everybody. Three separate lists. And what did you do to get old Joe Resnick? I thought he was my friend.
Well, that's how I got it.
$2,000 from Joseph Resnick, $3,000 from Mr. Resnick, $4,000 from Mr. Resnick, $5,000 from Joseph Resnick. None was identified as U.S. Representative Joseph Resnick. So I think we better just quit ruining ourselves. Because
well,
my judgment is Williams will put in a little resolution and say, let's investigate this. Now, I told Arthur Crim months ago that he ought to do one of two things. He either ought to get that money to y'all legally, where he got a letter from IRS
That's right.
And a friendly attorney general that you can do it. The other thing, if you don't, he ought to get it back to the people he got it away
That's
from.
That's what, Mr.
Now,
President.
One of those two things ought to be done, and tell these idiots to shut up.
I've done just told that. I tell you something. I've even sent a message. I sent a letter out to him and told him, for Christ's sake, that if he had anything to discuss about these matters, he ought to discuss it privately. But this guy is a good lawyer. And he was once a district attorney. And here's what he felt. He's gone to see Maurer, according to what Connell tells me. Maurer said he isn't going to release anything and get into trouble. And Short says, all right, now the only way to do this, and for none of us to get into trouble, is to get a court decision as to what's to happen to it. And that's just a bunch of damn fool lawyers that don't have enough sense to understand.
And then get all the publicity in the world.
That's
Can
right.
you imagine Novak being on the front row,
sure.
and Pearson and all the rest of them, and every Republican, Chicago Tribune? What he needs to do is one of two things. He needs to go over here to a friendly attorney general and say, now, we would like to use this for registration.
Right.
If the registration, whether we know they're Republicans or Democrats, if we set up a nonpartisan committee and we put on it to David Dominski and Philip Randolph, some of these folks, could we take this money, and we apply it to you now and ask you for an opinion,
mm-hmm.
could we take this money and use it for registration purposes alone? That would be number one. Then take that. If he says yes, then go to IRS
right.
and get Sheldon Cohen before he goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is one way. The other way is to go back and let Arthur Krim take the money and go to the Music Corporation of America and say, here's $100,000 you gave me. Now, we can't take it, and we're going to give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
We do hope that some of you fellows will try to at least give us a little bit of donation to kind of help pay off our debts.
Right. That's the other way.
That's the other way. Now,
and I'm definitely following up on it, Mr. President. I'll see this fellow.
Tell him, just keep him out of it and don't let him get. He's had 2 days of good free run on investigation.
He's unhappy as hell, that's all. He just doesn't understand the Novaks, that's all.
Well, Novak is a mean, black, greasy Republican.
I couldn't agree with you more that no one should be seen with.
Well,
I'll sure as hell put the blocks to him, I'll tell you that. He goddamn fool.
Well, did you do any more about Terry Sanford today? Or
yes,
did
sir.
You, what,
yes, sir.
What did he do?
I called Terry today. He's moved. He doesn't have his phone connected yet.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got a message out for him. And by the way, I saw our mutual friend Walter Reuther was in today,
yeah.
and had a long talk with him. And interestingly enough, Walter thought he had two people on his list that he thought would be excellent as chairman. One was Terry Sanford, and the other one was John Gilligan.
Well, I wouldn't be for Gilligan for nothing.
Well,
any other Kennedy people.
I've got the message, Mr. President. I haven't any idea.
Me and you are not going to fight unless Kennedy get a hold of this thing. If we do, it's going to be the goddamnedest one, and you may be younger than I am, but I'll tell you, I'm meaner.
I told my wife just what you said. That's the only living person, but I said, I just got to share this one with you. told her what else you said.
I'm for Muriel, but I will not go along with her if she's going to turn it over to Gilligan or this son of a bitch Unruh or any of the rest of them that
worry.
Cost you this campaign.
Don't
I'm just
you worry. You'll never live to see that
I've
day.
Got it in for them, and you can smile and when the goddamn Franklin Roosevelt's cuss you, but their son's a bitch as long as I let. And I never had to let Franklin Roosevelt. I don't want him around. And he hadn't done anything to me, but I just don't like these damn things. And this Gilligan went out there and caused us all the damn trouble in the world, Ohio.
You know it. I haven't forgot that. Listen,
but
you know
Terry Sanford has. Now, what you can do with Terry Sanford, you can make him blossom. He looks like a young man. That's the first thing. So he looks good on TV, and he's not a young man. Second, he's not like a Short. Or even Arthur Krim. He's been in this racket a long time, and he's not going to put his foot in his mouth.
That's
he's
right.
just he's had these goddamn Southern reactionaries after him all of his life, and he can hold any cabinet post, and he had guts. The third thing is he knows the South and knows how to work his way around it, and we cannot, the Democratic Party cannot write off the South. When you do, you lose. The only reason the world Kennedy won by 200,000 votes, because old man Joe Kennedy made him win the South by putting me on the ticket.
That's
now,
right.
these damn liberals won't let you do it. And then they won't win. They just won't win. You, the Mains will not elect a ticket. They can be good, and they just jack off in the papers, in the columns, and everybody can just ooh and ah and ooze. But when the goddamn final votes are in, if you've got North Carolina over there against you, And you look down here, and you came to pee a drop in Florida, and you look around here, a few of these things. Now, the reason we can't is that most of us don't understand those people. We just don't know how to do it. Now, this fellow understands well enough. He's been elected governor several times. Now, I didn't nominate him, and I got a little bit against him.
Yeah.
Because he took a few $100 bills from Bobby out there at the goddamn motel one night and got caught. But he did walk in here in my campaign when Larry turned me down.
Yeah.
Said, I have to support him as long as I'm in his cabinet. And I those words will ring in my ears. Long, long time. I don't want anybody to ever have to support me. And but this boy walked in, and I appointed him to manage my campaign. Terry Sanford.
Yes, sir.
And he said, I'll leave and I'll come up here. He was opening the office Monday when I made my announcement, Sunday night, without telling him. Now, the average fella had gone off, got mad, and sucked, and said, screw Johnson, Humphrey, and all the rest of them. Instead of that, he came back, and wanted to know what he could do, and could help Humphrey. I said, please do anything in the world you can. He came in there, and he actually literally pled with me to please go to West Virginia. He said, we can carry West Virginia, but just go down there to Harley Stagger's district and make three little speeches for us. Do this. I said, all right. And he said, please go to Kentucky. I took pneumonia down there, never did get over it, still got the damn cold. He asked me to go to New York. He pled with me to go to the Astrodome. I told him I wouldn't go. I didn't think I could do a bit of good. He said, oh, yes, you can. And he went ahead and advertised I was coming anyway for radio for 2 days. And he was right, and I was wrong. So I just think, now, I haven't seen him talk to him since any of that until you mentioned him last night. But I know that he'll do what you tell him to do. You can be the man. I know that you can get you all the goddamn liberals you want under him, around him, to be registrars and everything else. And he can hold labor, and he can hold the South, and he can look like a man, and every governor will have to respect him when he goes in. He's just not a goddamn war dealer or some kid or clerk. And that's the thing to do, and I wouldn't let him back out under any circumstances. And it may make old man Jordan a little bit upset, but it ought to please him because he's not running against him.
Yeah, that's right.
And just don't let him get out away from you. And if you need me, well, I'll promise him the treasury.
I've got him tracked down.
And I'll do anything he asks me to do that's a reasonable thing, or that you ask me to do. But I'll be goddamned if I won't be an Al Smith and join the Republicans.
I got the message.
I'll announce all of you before I allow one of these son of bitches to come in and take it over.
All right.
Goodbye. Now, you get these damn fools quit talking.
Mr. President, it take me...
You just get mad as hell if Marvin Watson gave out an interview about you.
I sure as hell would.
You're damn fool short, and I can't get mad at you. All I can do is love you. But
I'm going to get mad at them.
To get a hold of Officer Graham. Just get a hold of Officer Graham. I'm going to do one of these two things. I'll call the Attorney General myself. I'll call the Internal Revenue, and they'll do anything that they can legally do under the law. And we're going to do anything we can't do.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.